You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Rosa. You currently need a roadside assistance.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you previously called us today requesting roadside service?
No. No.
Okay. Can I have your first and last name?
Yes, my name's Maria Esparza.
And the best callback number for you, please.
951-251-3674.
Thank you so much for that. And also, would you like to receive mobile text updates today? And that number that will include the name of your provider, yes, their phone number, and ETA.
Okay.
Thank you. Message and data, yes, rights may apply. Can I now please have your policy number and the last six digits of your VIN?
Yeah, hang on a sec. Let me get that from my email. Give me a sec, please.
No problem. Go ahead.
Okay. Give me a second. I have to look. Gordon. Okay. Okay. Policy number is 0401081601808881, and let me see the VIN. Give me a second because I have to go to the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a second. Okay. Let me get my daughter to. Let me see the VIN, the last four?
Six. The last six. Please.
Six, one, two, three, four. Seven. Okay, 572262.
Okay, just a second. I'm looking for your account.
Sure.
What is the year, make, and model of the vehicle that you need service for? And what color is it?
It's the 2019 Ram. It's black.
Okay.
Dodge Ram.
Dodge Ram. 1500?
Truck. Yes.
You said it's red? Black?
No, black.
Black. Okay. Thank you. Sorry about that. All right. So let me see.
That's okay. You're fine.
And what kind of service are you requesting today?
A roadside. I need to get a tow to my house.
A tow service? Okay. Tow. Can the vehicle shift into neutral?
Yes.
What is the reason of the breakdown? Like, what happened to the vehicle? Is it not starting?
I don't know yet, but...
A tire?
No, it was leaking. It leaked the whole gas. I guess it's the gas tank. I'm not sure. I don't even want to start it.
So your vehicle has a possible gas leak still going on?
No, not possible. It's a gas leak.
Okay, has a gas leak. Okay. Okay, you are aware,
yeah,
it is a gas leak. Okay. Oh, let me see.
Yeah.
And the vehicle's not drivable. And are you going to be transporting this vehicle to the repair shop or to your home address?
To my home address, because nothing's open right now.
And was this leak or this issue related with an accident?
It might be vandalism because it was working fine. And I come out of Target and the gas is all leaking.
Okay. When it's vandalism, and if you feel it may be, you have suspicion, you could all, it's recommended you make a report and contact to the police.
I did. The Target lady's here. She couldn't view on that side of the camera.
Oh, okay.
She couldn't, her cameras are not facing north of the truck where the gas tank is.
So will you be making a report directly to Mercury of vandalism? If you are,
I don't know what to do at this point.
I think if you are, it's best if I transfer you to, so you can make a claim and report this. Also, you have to contact the police, not the security people from there, but the police, and make an incident report that of your suspicion of vandalism, and then go ahead and treat this as a claim.
On camera.
Right.
No, no. Let's just pick up the truck.
Just
let's
do
just
this
pick
one
up
without.
The truck right now.
Okay. Okay. No problem.
I have full coverage. I'm going to take it to the dealer.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Extend a warranty.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm just like, I can't believe this happened.
I know. I'm so sorry you're experiencing that. I just had to give you all the options and make sure that you process this correctly so that you don't end up with any kind of situation in the future. Just a second. I'm processing it. There may be policies or things that they're going to tell you, why didn't you this, why didn't you that and stuff. Okay, so I'm going to request a tow. And this is a 2019, so it's possibly an all-wheel drive. Okay.
No, it's a 2019.
Is this a two-wheel drive?
Two-wheel drive, yes.
It is? Okay. All right, front two-wheel drive. I'm changing it to two-wheel drive. Some states or cities and states require when there's a leak of gas before they can be towed away, and they need to an inspection from the fire department. Some cities. So, but if that's the case, I'll let you know when I try to secure provide
okay,
it for you,
thank you.
And I mentioned that there's a leak and they refuse to complete the tow, I will just have to call you and let you know that, just so you, I guess it's not something we like to do.
So what do I do in this case then? I can't leave the car here.
Right. No, then if that's the case, then you would just have to contact the fire department and have them clear it right away and then call us back. But that is if your city does that, you know, again,
if.
I'm just notifying. Okay. Yes, just if.
Okay.
All right, just a second.
Right.
Customer has keys. You have your keys with you, and you're going to be the person to receive the provider, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you require to ride along? Are you asking to ride along, or you would have your own transportation? Again, you'll be going to wherever your vehicle goes to. Which is in case, this case,
along,
your house.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Right along. All right.
Yeah. Yes, please.
So you're covered for 15 miles. And where can I have the address to where you're currently located?
What's your address? What's your address? 333 Arlington Avenue.
Is this in Riverside, California?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Same zip code as your home address?
Yes.
Okay. 333 Arlington Avenue, Riverside, California. One second, I'm looking. Are you at the Target?
Yes, Target.
And you'll be going to the 4459 Gardena Drive address on file?
Yes. I also came with my two teenage daughters. So I hope there's room.
Well, if for your safety in the taking consideration the size of the tow trucks, they may not take all of your passengers. So you may end up needing to find a different way of transportation for yourself. I apologize for that.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. I think they take 1 to 2. All right.
Someone must have pierced the hole or something. It had a full tank gas. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I have, you're fully covered for the service. This is a 2-mile tow. I'll go ahead and start making some phone calls and reach out to the providers in that area and secure a provider that can assist you as soon as possible. Please. I'll be texting you to your number 951-251-3674 with the details of the provider that will assist you and their estimated time of arrival. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.